Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Rajcik. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Onbe. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Onbe. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tony Pagnat. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Robinson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Robinson. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Barra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easler. Baylor reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Madlock moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray takes first base on ball 4. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray moves to third. Barra moves to second. Don Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is called out on strikes. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Baylor steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 0 for 1 in the game. Ratajczak hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Onbay covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lacy. Gardenhire reaches second base with a double. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0 for 1 in the game. Onbay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ray takes first base on ball 4. Dale Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Ray trying to get to third. Foster throws the ball into Baylor, who tags Ray for the out. One out. Don Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Robinson. Wilson moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Mets. Cecilio Guante now pitching. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 0-for-2 in the game. Ratajczak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ratajczak moves to third. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardenhire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0-for-2 in the game. Onbay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ratajczak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Barra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Barra reaches second base with a double. John Milner pinch hits for Cecilio Guante. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Barra moves to third. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Enrique Romo now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-3 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Giles steals second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gardenhire strikes out. Two outs. Rick Onbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Onbay is 0-for-3 in the game. Onbay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles moves to third. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Howard now playing right field. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easler. Baylor reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Baylor steals third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. One out. Mike Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Grant Jackson now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-0, Mets. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Hebner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Mike Howard now playing left field. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ray hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Barra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Mets. Eddie Vargas pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Eddie Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 4 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garden Hire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.